This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dagger is here, along with Jay Bird, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 7 after the hour, going through what apparently is going to be a week-long bout with allergies and tea and whatever other stuff I can find around that seems to help me deal with a lot of vitamin C, echinacea, golden seal, zinc, that kind of stuff.
All the things.
Yep,
and
let's
some
go
multivitamins
get it.
Right in there.
Yep.
Because why not?
Yeah. And lots of minerals. A lot of times people take vitamins, but they don't take minerals. You need to have minerals to balance out what the chemical composition is in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way you get somebody like Jack Stockwell to examine, there are tests that you can do to find out what your body has, what it has plenty of, what it has enough of, and what it doesn't have enough of. By looking at your blood. And then the most recent discovery, if that's what it is our lack of vitamin D and our need for vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Vitamin C and D. Go ahead.
Well, and also, some of the vitamins don't play well together. So you should take some in the morning, some in the afternoon.
Yes.
Don't take them at the same time. Other nutrients should be taken together because they work
mm-hmm.
very well together. And then what is it? Is it calcium or vitamin C? One of the ones where they drink it with, orange juice. They actually drink it with something that has a little bit of an acidic quality.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Remember that. Here's our inspiration for the day today. Thinking about this, people will go, uh-huh, right. Living with regret is like driving a car that only moves in reverse. How about that?
Say that one again.
Living with regrets is like driving a car that only moves in reverse. So if you're thinking about the past all the time, if you regret, I didn't do this right, I didn't do that right, you spend all your time thinking about what happened in the past, it's going backwards. You can't do anything about what you did before.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I thought so. Thank you. That's why I passed it along, because I thought it was good. It's memorable, something people can hold on to, and pretty simple, as a matter of fact. Yep. All right, so yesterday, I think, this has been going on now for forever, it seems, the dueling legal battle between those who want abortion availability and those who don't. There's a lot of legal ramifications here, fighting back and forth about the prescription drug. I don't pronounce it right. I think you did, but you know, that seems to be at the heart of all of this stuff. Something that is a medicine that will provide your body with an abortion, and that's sold in some states, and it's not sold in other states.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, these sorts of pills have become more common. From what I can see, Jay, over the past, 10, 20 years or so, and half of the abortions apparently are because you get a hold of this drug. So it has to be prescribed.
Yes.
And so how do you can't just get it over the counter, but it certainly is preferable, I would guess, to having a surgical procedure done.
Well, and you can only do it if it's early enough, because your body has to pass it itself. Like a lot of most miscarriages happen during
trimester.
The first trimester. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of times your body passes it itself. If you are further along or your body is having issues, that's when you have to go in for the procedure itself.
Mm-hmm. So are there side effects?
There could be side effects with anything, or it could not fully work, where you had an abortion, but your body didn't flush everything out, and then you might have to have the procedure, the surgical procedure itself, to go in and get the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I know this firsthand because I didn't have an abortion in the sense, my baby was already dead. I had a, what's called a missed miscarriage, where I had a miscarriage, but my body didn't get the memo.
Ooh.
So my body was still pregnant, even though the baby was no longer alive. And I was far enough along that I had to have the surgery. And it was mentioned before we knew we had to have the surgery of, did I want the pill or whatever? And here's what might not work about it. You might have to have the surgery anyway. But then we realized that I really wasn't a candidate for the pill.
Yeah.
And so I had to have the surgery. And even then, things still went wrong. I had an infection afterwards. It took me a few months to recover from that. Like, it's no quick and easy. It's not an inpatient procedure by any means. But it is not like you're up and running around immediately after.
So does that procedure also get threatened by the current misreading or the reading on one side versus another? Is this procedure in danger of not being performed as well, even as you've described it as something that sounds like life and death? You wouldn't have been able to live if that stuff that could literally putrefy in your body.
Yeah, and I was
mummify.
At the point. Well, I was at the point of it wasn't life threatening yet, but that's the only way that's the only place it could have gone. Like, where you get sepsis and everything, and I could have lost reproductive organs if I didn't have access to have the rest of my situation taken care of. And I think that's one of the things people just immediately go to. It's some random person's primary form of birth control.
Yeah, that's not ignorance. The case. No, that's real ignorance. And so here we have, again, all these men sitting on various appeals courts and ruling and reviewing it, and the argument is conservative or liberal, which really brings me down to the point, which this is what more annoys me about this and in general law. The law is not conservative. The law is not liberal. The law is the law. And somebody interpreting what words were meant by those who wrote them down is folly. This is such nonsense. So how do we find people who are objective? Is there such a thing anymore as judges who are truly objective? Or if we don't have them, doesn't that ruin the entire idea of getting a fair trial? Because you are ultimately not going to be treated fairly no matter what the decision being asked of the judge.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be treated fairly if there's a political angle to the ruling. I suppose people say, well, that's human nature. Well, you know what? In terms of what is right and what is wrong, you and I have our feelings about what it is, but that doesn't mean you're right and I'm wrong or vice versa. It means, and this is so hard and it's becoming harder because of all these people who say, I'm right. I love this. There was a woman, I remember when I used to take more calls on this program, I don't know why this stuck in my mind, but she called. First words out of her mouth were, we're conservative, of course. Huh? What does that mean? What do you mean?
Yeah,
am I supposed to know or expect that everybody who I would have a conversation with would be conservative? No. And so in this circumstance, it seems to me there's a lot more to trying to figure this out. And here in Massachusetts, I think I said yesterday, the governor is moving to stockpile abortion pills for whatever the future is. So is it an unborn child that we're trying to save, or unborn human? There's more rulings on that. All the language that's used by the activists shows up. And again, not right for judges. Not right for judges.
And even just look at that in and of itself, and this might be opening a can of worms, but when a lot of people who are against abortion, they're pro-life, it's because that is a life in there, and that child deserves to be born and everything, and so protective. But what happens after birth? What's being done about school shootings? And it goes to say, at what point do we stop caring about the lives of children?
Here's a good reason not to vote for Joe Biden or to vote for Democrats. If you're of a mind, now go back into the political sphere with me. As yesterday, there was a proposal by this administration to ensure, to mandate, so that you must have a new car that's electric. Two-thirds of all new cars and a quarter of new heavy trucks sold in the U.S. by 32. So what, 10 years from now, 2032, will be all electric. You know what? Go screw. I don't want to drive an electric truck. I don't want to drive an electric car. And I don't, how, you're going to make me? Is that really, that's what this is. You're going to make me drive something that I don't want to drive.
What about rolling blackouts? Or I am seeing more and more electric charging stations popping up, yeah, but not to the same extent as gas stations.
Well, you can have them. You can have the charging stations, but you don't have any electricity to fill them.
It's not going
to
do anything.
No, you're going to do a damn thing. And then there are these people, this group, Citizens for Responsible Solar. I love these names. This is one of the groups that has come about as a result of rulings like this. The backlash against what is good renewable energy, especially in the rural parts of our country. This is a group that was started by a bunch of ex-politicians, as there always are some groups, people who lose congressional races, they find ways to stay in Washington by creating a 501c3. So in 10 different states, this group has been formed and getting active. The citizens group mobilized by it was founded by a longtime political operative named Susan Ralston, who worked for George Bush in the White House. So, and she has certainly, looking at the list of people supporting this, a bunch of power players that come from the right. So they've got this group, and they're consulting with folks, you know, about renewable energy and what is it that, I remember Trump saying something about noise from wind turbines can cause cancer. And what are you, nuts? Noise. But some people believe it because it came from Trump. So anyway, she's getting millions of dollars from a lot of GOP donors that are trying to stall this stuff. And so they use solar as a, you know, sort of a claim or a watchword for this. And it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on that is good when it comes to solar power, wind power, that sort of thing. And just because some group that doesn't want it because it's not good for the oil industry, that doesn't mean that they are right. However, on the other side, that doesn't mean that Biden and his bunch are right either by jamming this down our throats. It's not reliable at this point, and to mandate it is irresponsible. So think about that for a while. 18 after on Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oh, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1 gallon cans and 5 gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see store at Lowe's.com for details.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Happy birthday wishes. I got one guy who actually listens to this program. It happens to be one of my neighbors. His name is Joe Dignan. Yeah, very good guy. Had a birthday. Happy birthday. I like mentioning the fact there are birthdays so the people who are having a birthday just feel kind of special about it. So all of you having a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Everyone should feel special on their birthday.
That is correct. Okay. So usually on the Good Day download, we have a focus on some of the things when it comes to social media and things that are trending across the sort of public waves of what is social media. A lot of comments on the Louisville bad shooting. We have a discussion of that actually in the latest download. My voice and how these allergies are going from my throat into my nose. I was just talking to Jay about that. Focusing on colds and stuff. We did that by advising you how to work with plants to protect you from colds. And then there's a discussion about that disgusting thing the Dalai Lama said, and nobody can quite figure out why he said it. It just seemed, you know, he supposedly is a cut above the rest, right? Not
he told
so
a
sure.
child to suck on his tongue and then also kissed him on the lips. It's awful.
Gross. Gross. Jack Stockwell, from his ForbiddenDoctor.com website, and a Nooka chiropractor, talked about allergies. This seems to be a excuse me, I think it's becoming a theme here, Jay. It may be. All right, so anyway, lots of things. We had a nice chat about Carol Burnett's turning 90. That's all over the place. And a robot that plays soccer. We had that conversation. If you want to check up or catch up with what we're talking about on our podcast, help yourself, because you listen to the program all day, every day, but you can hear the podcast anytime at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get, wherever the podcasts are. It's, you know, I like the fact that we go, I like people who go to gooddayshow.com, obviously, but you can get them any place. Podcasts are everywhere. The FBI is warning today against using public charging ports, like at the airport, or wherever you may be, in malls, that kind of stuff. Apparently, there's a danger zone here. They could be a conduit for people to put malware into your device. So this is something that I always wondered about this. You know, how do you know who's, you know, where the energy from this charger, where it's coming from. So
yeah, who's hampered with what? It's
right.
Just bring, carry your own chargers with you.
Well, but then what do you see? You mean one of those packets that you have? I have one of those things that you have charged up.
Oh, and the extra battery? You can do that, too. Or you can just, there are outlets everywhere. You can just carry your own charger, your like whatever you charge your device with, and just carry it with you.
Yeah, but isn't that what they're talking about? I'm confused.
No, these are, there are actual stations set up of like charging stations where they have that equipment. They have the charger, like the USB charging, the ports and everything, and then you can just plug your phone into it. They have.
Ah.
This is, I'm saying just take your own with you and you can plug it into an outlet.
Okay. So that's something different than what I thought it was. Just don't plug it into an outlet. You can put it into a, if you have an end that has into 110, just plug that in. That's safe, isn't it?
So what's a 110?
110 is the voltage that you have, that you plug those into the wall. You don't know what do you know what 220 is?
I don't know those ones.
Really? So, okay, Doug, let's take a run at this for a moment.
Are we talking about types of outlets?
No, we're talking about electricity. The current comes in either 220 volts or 110, and that's what powers your lights. You need 220 for a stove or a dryer, usually. If whatever's heavy, the electric needs 220 volts, but the lights and your computer and stuff powered by 110, and that's where the power comes from for the charger. So you didn't know that, obviously. So.
No.
All right. Well, there, I've taught you something.
But anyway, if you go to the charging port places, don't charge your phone on those unless you brought this charging yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 53 of America's most secret documents have been leaked to online websites. Roughly 5,000 people have access to the documents, and White House officials have no answers yet. Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby.
We're all working at this very, very hard. We'd like to get answers as quickly as we can so we can find out where this breach occurred. But I don't know. And I think it would be foolish for anybody to try to guess how long that's going to take.
As the United States and the Philippines are holding their largest ever joint military drills a day after China concluded large-scale exercise around Taiwan, the escalation of tensions continue. The Chinese released a statement saying, Tsai Ing-wen brought danger to Taiwan. Tsai Ing-wen almost completely sided with the United States, pushing Taiwan into stormy seas. Washington criticized China's display of firepower as disproportionate. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug Line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Back in the world of conversation, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Mr. Good Day to some, and here's Ms. Good Day, Jay Kirshner. Ms. Good Day. I kind of like that. So what do we call Collins, though? What do we call him? Master? He can be Master Good Day. Master refers to youngster. I call my grandchildren Master. Well, I used to be Master Dudley Steffen. It was when you were young. My grandmother used to send me letters, and they would be addressed to Master Dudley Steffen. That's, you know, okay.
Do I get a British butler with that?
Young Master.
Not likely. But, you can work on it.
You can have G's at the end of your words.
Yeah. As soon as you get G's, we'll. That's the positive thought for today. There are two ways to live. You can live as if nothing is a miracle, or you can live as if everything is a miracle. when you think about being connected to this program, James, mm-hmm. is it a miracle that you were sent in the direction? I suppose some days you might think that, and other days, what the hell is this? Am I doing with this guy?
No, you have no idea how grateful I am with it.
I don't necessarily say it for that. I just think it's interesting.
Because it is crazy just how it all evolved, because it all came down to luck. I got connected to this program on a long string of, I just went and had a dentist appointment. You know, and then through my dentist, I met the guy who hooked me up with the president of this company, and then a year later, boom, there you go. And so it's all just circumstantial stuff that just bodied on top of each other. So,
yeah. How about that?
Crazy world.
It is. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. Speaking of strange, and all this conversation about having babies and not having babies, my mind is going back, Jay, to a reality that, frankly, my daughter lived through. She had a lot of trouble conceiving. And she's been public about it. It's not like I'm telling a secret. And we went through three different procedures of in vitro fertilization in order to get her pregnant. And so I think about that in light of, and we've had these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
She, as you, thinks, you know, strongly about all of the choices and the ways people get pregnant and what happens to babies and all that sort of thing. And what, you know, the discussion, the whole problem of the number of women who can't conceive and would like willingly to have a baby. This is not necessarily an argument for keeping a baby to term, but it is something to think about, at least.
Well, and it's an argument for how difficult the adoption choice is.
Well, it's how difficult it is for some women to get pregnant
mm-hmm.
and want to have babies. My daughter's role as a mother is her most important role in life. She's a wife, and she's a college professor, and she's my daughter and all that stuff. But being the mother of Miles, she will tell you, is the most important thing in her life. And yeah, it's supposed to be. If you're parenting something, that's supposed to be your job. And so conceiving a child, if it's difficult, and then thinking about all the people who get pregnant, you know, just kind of, okay, on a whim, it's kind of unfortunate that the argument has gotten to the point where it is, because it doesn't really deal with the real issue of having children, where they go. My former wife, who ran an infant school, a school for youngsters that were 4 to 6 years old, when she'd been a teacher and she'd been in the college, she had a lot of experiences with young children, was very good at it. And then she decided she wanted to change course in life. After she got divorced from me, she went to law school. And she became a lawyer and basically specialized in adoption. And the things that she was doing was finding babies for people who couldn't have them, in essence.
That's beautiful.
And that's what she spent the next 14 years until she got really sick doing, putting mothers and fathers together with women and places. And sometimes they couldn't find babies here, so they would go offshore to find babies in South America or in Asia and Russia. Russia was had a big pool of unwanted babies. And so I think about the stories that she used to tell about how difficult it was, how many women and men were thirsting to have babies. And so we get into this sort of mundane conversation about, you know, what happens when you, you don't have a baby. Think of all the same sex couples who are looking for. We were just talking about Brandi Carlile, and I don't know who she's married to, but they have one child, a couple of children. How many do they have? Couple. And so they've had to find them, obviously, through the process of adoption. And
I think her wife Catherine carried.
Did she carry? Yeah, sometimes it happens. Yeah, right. Okay, so then David Crosby must have been handy by.
But still, even with connecting people, parents who desperately want to have a child and adoption and with babies, there's also the heartbreaking fact of when babies start getting older and they haven't been adopted yet, their likelihood of being
getting adopted
starts to dwindle because most people, they have, like you said, that thirst to be a parent and have a baby, and a lot of people aren't having or adopting older kids, and then kids just have to basically go into the foster care system and then age out, and then at 18, they're just kind of like, all right, you're on your own. Here's
I know
the
somebody,
swim.
I had a friend a number of years ago who adopted a son, and he was fairly old when he got him. He was a Russian kid. The parents had been both, you know, what is it, alcohol syndrome? Is that what they call it?
Fetal alcohol syndrome.
That's it, right, yeah. And so this kid had it, and he was a lot of trouble at the beginning, but the parents loved him and managed to bring him through it, so he's okay now. But a lot of work. Being a parent, no matter what the source of the child, is a lot of work. But think about the satisfaction of looking at somebody that you've helped shape and bring into the world as a hopefully responsible, contributory member of society. We certainly need more of those so that we don't have men like Ross Johnson from Carterville, Illinois, who today finds himself in jail charged with manslaughter because he got into a fight at a bar. This guy was a mixed martial arts fighter, and he beat this guy to death because there was an argument about who was going to pay for a bottle of beer. So, you know, you look at these sort of things, turning from the best of humanity to the worst of humanity. What makes somebody that angry? And maybe you look at these MMA fights, look at this business, I had no idea. It was the last week that it was announced that the World Wrestling Federation is going to join in with whatever the parent company is of mixed martial arts, and they've got like a $19 billion company. Who is it? What is it? UFC, right?
UFC,
thank you, James.
Yeah,
right. So, but where does all that stuff start? Starts on the local level. You get people. I mean, I understand in some circumstances, men and women who do this sort of thing, it's good. It's just good physical health. Boxing is good for your upper torso, and some of this other stuff is good for your legs.
It's great cardio and has strength with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then it gets carried too far, and this guy just beat the living hell until the guy was dead. For what makes you that angry? And do you have to be born with it? Is it created in you? You look at some of the nonsense that comes out of these, both men and women, if you ever get caught watching when they're on it almost every night in some channel, the wrestlers, and they're standing on the stage yelling and screaming about some stupid stuff that's just ridiculous. Some people take it seriously. It's a joke. But yet, it isn't when it gets carried too far. They tried to get this guy, they tried to administer CPR to this fellow when they took him to the hospital. Nah, he was dead. So what should you do to somebody who's responsible for killing somebody under that circumstance? You give him a little, it wasn't murder, it's called manslaughter. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the guy's dead, doesn't make any difference what you call it. You killed him. So you go to jail for the rest of your life, you're done, finished, out of society. But yet, what created in him that anger and then becoming, you know, the strength and the culture of that kind of, you know, that stuff is not something that comes lightly. Sometimes you're taught it in the service, whatever. But there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that around.
That's also how the beginning of, is it Con Air? Is that what I'm thinking of? It starts with Nicolas Cage, where he was in the service, and I can't remember if he had gotten out or he was on leave or whatever, but he punched a guy, and then the guy ended up dead, and he ends up in prison.
Yep, yeah. With a lot of other very unlikely characters. All right, back to reproductive health, and what is the recommendation? I saw this out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, this is a very interesting conversation to have. A doctor who specializes in reproductive health has made suggestions on how to make your body, if you're having a hard time getting pregnant, there are various things you should eat. Fruits and vegetables, lean meat, the Mediterranean diet. But all of the things she recommends are organic. Sounds like it ought to be part of our food, family, and farm segment. What do you eat? when you're pregnant or trying to get pregnant. Did you follow a strict diet when you were pregnant with Mac?
No, I was more about survival. I was just so incredibly sick for the majority of my pregnancy. It wasn't only the first trimester. So whatever I could stomach to eat was what I survived off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was tough.
I understand. All right, let's talk about a few names in the news, people in the news. Elizabeth Holmes, remember her? She's convicted of fraud for deceiving investors. She built her company, and then, you know, there wasn't much to the company, it turned out. So she was indicted and convicted of fraud. She's pregnant, and she wanted to stay out of jail so that she could have her baby. Judge says, nothing doing. She's fighting her conviction. She asked the judge if she could get out of prison while she was fighting it and waiting to have the baby, and the judge said, nope. Sorry.
And why not? So many people, I feel like, who have bigger charges have been able to do house arrest or whatever. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why wouldn't she be?
Yeah.
Has this guy got it in for her? Is the judge got it in for her? District Judge Edward Davila rejected her request. This is a story in this morning's Washington Post. He wrote in his decision that even though she's not a flight risk or a danger to the community, the court finds that she has raised a substantial question of law or fact, and that that might reverse her conviction or get her a new trial. So I don't understand. Okay, if that's what you're saying, then she ought to not be in jail. Why would she be in jail? She's not a danger to society. So what's this guy trying? He's trying to, what, is he trying to make a lesson out of her?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He thought she was going to buy a one-way ticket to Mexico or something. All right. More food for thought about what's going on in the world today on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, what better way to introduce our pal Warren Eckstein to the fabulous millions that are listening to our program and listen to him on the Pet Show every weekend. And you can find the address of, wait, I'm not find a radio station. You can listen to it online at thepetshow.com. He also puts it, he does his broadcast in video on Facebook as
and
well
YouTube.
As on YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. All right, this week we're celebrating National Pet Day. So if you're a pet owner, you know, it's probably not just one day. You celebrate your animal companion every day, right? Hugging your whatever, your bunny or your kitty or your dog or, well, I don't think you hit a, those people who've got reptiles, I don't know if you hug them or not, but when you've been doing this for such a long time, I bet you've heard some wonderful stories about pets that steal the hearts of those people. Even if you haven't adopted and you see this dog, that's what happened when Meredith and I went to that kill shelter in Brooklyn. It was my first experience doing this, and that's where we found Millie, who was just a wonderful, and Meredith still has Millie. I just think that that she was just a fabulous, well, fine, I never expected. We didn't go there. She just jumped up and looked at us, and that was it.
You know, it's the way it works. One of my nephews, Adam, who's my oldest nephew,
yeah.
Him and his wife and his
is the actor
kids,
that are you introduced?
No, that's Michael Rosenbaum. He's the actor. Right. Adam actually works in the pet industry. The bottom line is they lost a dog a few months ago, and they went to a shelter, and they just adopted a three-legged pit bull, and just the most gorgeous dog. In fact, they're bringing it home, I believe, tomorrow. The most beautiful dog in the world. So, you know, to me, every day is pet day. I don't think of pet one day as a special day. My dogs get stuff that's special every single day. In fact, last week we talked about Gotcha Day.
Yep.
That was the day that you may have no real birthday. So today is
right.
Molly and Willie, my guys, Gotcha Day. And later on today, I'm going to be posting a photo of what they look like when they were at the shelter. Remember, they didn't want to give them one. They only wanted to give me one. I had to fight for both of them.
So I
posted their pictures today. It'll be up a little bit later, of what they look like and how skinny and disheveled and depressed they look. And now how they look is an entirely different ballgame.
I should do that with my son's dog, Fiona. He found on the side of the road in a box. This dog was almost dead. I mean, D-E-A-D, dead. And he brought her home, and you should see her now. She's a pit bull, because those, Millie was too. What do they call them? Another name for a pit bull, but it's not quite a pit bull. Anyway.
Staffordshire Terrier?
Staffordshire, that's it. So, if you look at this dog and how she is, she loves me. She comes in and jumps on me, and she's so friendly and licking, and she's great with the Jasper. She was dead, basically, when they got her.
Yeah, but they know you saved their lives, and they pay you back every day for the rest of this.
I see some interesting people who are promoting pet adaption. Taylor Swift, Ellen DeGeneres, Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Fallon, Willie Nelson.
Getting involved. Yeah. So I decided, Doug, I should have been a gazillionaire by now.
Yes, you should have.
I came up with an idea many, many years ago, probably 35, 40 years ago, how people could determine where their dogs may have had accidents in their house if they don't remember where they were. And I told people to go out and get black lights. They can rent them. They can buy those black lights that everyone had in the 60s and 70s with, those posters. And if you turn off the lights at night and take that black light, any urine or poop markings will show up. So now I'm reading this morning some pet information hotlines that I get. And sure enough, a company now developed a black light for a pet. So the bottom line is you can go to a hardware store and buy a black light. It costs you $10. You buy their product, it's $60.
There you go.
So they
should have been right.
Marketing.
You should. I don't do that. If I haven't, and Daisy has done it, I adopted her and she didn't know anything. She'd been in a cage for 2.5 years, so she had no social skills at all and she peed and pooped everywhere. I just go around and smell the rug. And go down on my hands and knees and smell it, and then go get the spray.
Doug, but let me tell you, a black light works just as
well. But if you get down to the brass tacks here. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. There's a new retirement village for cats that's been developed where old strays live out their days, and so these little in these little cottages. I thought that was kind of nice for cats who lose their owners. What happens to some of our dogs, too?
Big thing, retirement for pets.
Yeah, that's a big thing. All right, there's another genius idea. Come on, let's go. We'll start a bunch of retirement homes for pets and become kajillionaires. Isn't that what you want?
No, I just want the pets to be happy.
All right, there we go. And me too. All right, pal, thank you. You're a genuine human being. That's what I like about you. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.